106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, talking about the peaks of Grassy, the parcel of land, potential development up there, and a couple of developments on that story this week.
The peaks of Grassy application that was rejected by council earlier this year is back with some major changes. Those include significantly more perpetually affordable housing units, as well as market affordable housing.
What does that mean?
What that actually looks like will be defined further on. But for example, when Peaks of Grassy was originally built, the entry-level units under 1,000 square feet by their smaller size were deemed to be a bit of an affordable product.
Right. Affordable is like $500,000. Like what's, well, no, you know?
Well, exactly. Yeah. So it comes down to, I think, how much it costs to construct and what you choose to put in. It's yet to be seen.
That's a ways off, yeah.
It's yet to be seen, as well as secondary suites. So the potential for units along those three parcels goes from 27 to 40 units. As well, there's a large chunk of the land that's behind the areas that front on the street that would stay as a wooded area.
Oh, right on. Okay.
A couple of changes that council made to the bylaw before it even received first reading. The duplexes would have had an option of having a suite or not. That option of not having a suite was removed.
So like a revenue suite potentially?
Potentially. And I don't know if many people are aware of this, but CMHC recently changed its rules for rental income from suites, allowing 100% of that income to be calculated into your mortgage.
Oh.
Another change is that the development authority, which is another term for the person who gets to say yes or no to a development, was changed to council. One of the things that happens when your development authority is council is that the decision is not appealable. I think it was more in a recognition that this is not just a development decision, this is a political decision.
Right.
Very much intertwined with the future of our community. And we've seen the developers come back with a proposal that has more community benefit. And that's the message they received from council when it was denied earlier this year.
Sure.
So whether or not this meets that community benefit, we have to wait for the bylaw to go through.
So what's the deal with the lawsuit then? I mean, there was a lawsuit. I think you went to Calgary last week to try to get an update from the courts there.
The lawsuit has been adjourned by an agreement by both parties to a future date that hasn't really been decided. The lawsuit insists on a couple of things. One is an injunction into the development process that we're currently in. The other is the owners of the property have to sell it to the plaintiffs for $200,000.
You're right.
Now, at council, the question came up, can we move forward on this while there's a legal action in place? Now, the town of Canmore, the municipality, is not a party to this legal action. The town of Canmore is mandated under the Municipal Government Act to process development applications within the statutory timeframes. The rezoning has to go forward.
Right. So basically, they're just going to plow ahead regardless of what goes on with the lawsuit until some legal person tells them otherwise, right?
This lawsuit is about costing money and wasting time. And hey, you know what? That's one strategy to do it. But I don't honestly think that an incorporated community group can have an injunction against our municipal development process.